May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our all.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. These 2 days, the first reading is reading for us priests. Saul was anointed king. But since he did not obey the Lord, he was abandoned by the Lord. And this is what Paul says. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our calling. So we are called to serve the Lord. It's a gift. It's a grace. But if we do not live up to our calling, then we can be abandoned by the Lord. So it's not threatening, but it's our call. Always live up, no matter as a priest or religious nun, always remind ourselves, God called us, there's a purpose, so we can be live better and better. We can be the missionary to the world. If not, we lose the grace. So that's important. Even King David, he was anointed king, but eventually he sinned. But fortunately, he repents. So we can make mistakes. But with the Lord, it's always forgiveness. Important, start again. Even though we do not live well all this life, start today. Today is the best time, because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. Just live up our calling. Each call has its grace and its purpose. So we have to live up to what God is calling us. They're always ready to live up like Jesus, ready to lose our life for the sake of others.